This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House impeachment managers will return to the U.S. Senate chamber later today to resume their presentation of the evidence in President Trump's impeachment trial. TV correspondent Jackie Quinn.
California Democrat Adam Schiff and fellow impeachment managers have been laying out the case that President Trump unlawfully withheld funds from Ukraine to pressure leaders to announce an investigation of the Biden family.
Using his power for personal gain by seeking illicit foreign assistance.
He says the explanation that Trump wanted to root out corruption in Ukraine, including the hiring of Hunter Biden, was based on unfounded claims. Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
A sitting vice president making public policy decisions to benefit his family to the tune of $1 million a year. That raises a serious question of corruption.
Democrats have two more sessions to prosecute the charges against President Trump, while his attorneys are eager to defend him.
Without a question, the president will be acquitted.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A firefighting plane has crashed in Australia, killing the aircraft's three American crew members. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma with those details.
Officials say the three Americans died when a C-130 Hercules aerial water tanker crashed while battling wildfires in southeastern Australia. New South Wales' premier has confirmed the crash details in the state's snowy Monaro region as Australia attempts to deal with a destructive fire season, while the state's Royal Fire Service commissioner says field reports indicate the plane came down and that there was a large fireball associated with the crash. The tragedy brings the death toll from the blazes to at least 31 since September. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's Trade Minister Liz Truss said on Thursday that its tax policy is a matter for the British government, not the United States or the European Union. He said that it's absolutely clear that the tax policy is a matter for the UK Chancellor. This is VOA News. Chinese state media report authorities are closing airports and train stations and canceling long-distance bus routes in and out of the city of Wuhan in a bid to limit the spread of a new flu-like virus. Wednesday, the World Health Organization delayed a decision on whether to declare an international emergency. VOA's Lisa Schlein with more.
At the end of day-long marathon discussions on the dangers posed by the new coronavirus, WHO experts have remained split on whether the virus poses a global health risk demanding stringent measures to control. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praises the experts for their excellent discussions, but says it is clear that more information is needed to proceed. The disease is mainly transmitted from animals to humans, but scientists have ascertained that there is limited human-to-human transmission. The health experts, who will reconvene Thursday at WHO headquarters, are warning people to avoid coming in close contact with people suspected of carrying the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iran's president told European powers Wednesday not to copy the United States by undermining Tehran's strained nuclear pact with world leaders.
Britain, France, and Germany launched a dispute mechanism in the deal this month, accusing Iran of violating the deal that has become increasingly frayed since Washington pulled out in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Tehran. Rouhani warned on his website, quote, "I am emphasizing that if the Europeans make a mistake and violate the deal, they will be responsible for the consequences of their actions." Iran has gradually rolled back its commitments under the 2015 deal, arguing that it has a right to do so because European countries failed to protect it from US sanctions.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. The Trump administration is expected to place new visa restrictions on so-called birth tourism.
The new rules would make it more difficult for pregnant women to travel to the U.S. on tourist visas. Birth tourism is a lucrative business. It involves women traveling to the U.S. to give birth so their children can have a coveted passport. Sources tell the AP women would have to convince a consular officer that they have a legitimate reason to come to the country. Under the Constitution, anyone born in the U.S. is considered a citizen. There are questions about how officers would determine whether a woman is pregnant to begin with and whether a woman would get turned away by border officers who suspect she may be pregnant just by looking at her. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.